Why did the Rebbe say he would pray?
And here's a very different kind of story. And this story is widely known. In fact, my children heard the story before, but I wanted to share it again, especially this week. There was a Lubavitch woman somewhere in the tri-state area of New York, was pulled over by a police officer. New York's finest, they're called, NYPD. I don't know, some kind of traffic violation. Standing outside her open car window, watching her search through her wallet for her license and then the registration papers, the police officer caught sight of a picture of the Rebbe. It's very common. People keep pictures of their family in the wallet. All Hasidim keep a picture of the Rebbe in the wallet. The police officer says, "Excuse you, ma'am, you know that rabbi?" So she said, "Yeah." "Are you one of those followers of the rabbi?" She said, yeah, we are. And the police officer said, "Well, in that case, I'm not giving you a ticket." And he closed his ticket book. And he says, "You know why I'm not giving you a ticket?" And he pointed to the picture of the rabbi. He says, because that rabbi did a big miracle for me. And the woman said, "Well, since you're not giving me a ticket, I suppose I have time. Would you care to share the story, what you mean?" And the policeman, an Irish Catholic, smiled broadly and he said, "Yeah, it's my favorite story, but I haven't told it to many Jewish people. In fact, I don't know many Jewish people. I think you're the first one who's going to hear it who's Jewish." The cars are whizzing by outside and the police officer raised his voice lightly and he began to convey the following. He said, "I used to be in the police escort that about once a week would escort the Rebbe to the cemetery, Montefiore Cemetery. That's, of course, where the Ohel is, where the Rebbe used to go. And because the Rebbe was so busy and didn't have any time, the Rebbe would have a police escort to get in there as quickly as possible. The Rebbe would spend time, sometimes until the wee hours, late at night, sometimes even, from early in the morning praying. And then they whisk the Rebbe back, and there was always a police escort. And the police escort would stay there and guard the Rebbe." So the police officer says, "I got to know some of the Bachrim, some of the young people who accompanied the Rebbe. And I learned a lot of interesting things." He says, "You know, they're very friendly people. And, you know, you could imagine, we talked a lot. We talked about the Rebbe who was inside the mausoleum praying. And one day, everybody was really excited. They were like going crazy about something. And I said, 'What's everybody so excited about?' He said, 'Oh, the Rebbe's a miracle worker, and he does miracles. Today he did an unbelievable miracle.' He says, 'I don't know what the miracle was. I don't know what they were talking about. But everybody was really, really excited.' And I said to them, 'Hmm.' He says, 'So the Rebbe, he can do miracles?' He says, 'Does he help non-Jewish people also?' They said, 'Yeah, sure. The Rebbe asks anybody. Why do you ask?' So he said, 'Well, I said, I tell this young fellow, me and my wife have been married for 9 years. We have no children. A few weeks ago, the doctors told us to give up. There's no chance. We had spent money maybe for 6 or 7 years running around from one professor to the other, doctor to the next, one treatment center to the other, and they said, finally, forget it. It's never going to happen. Just give it up.' He says, 'You can't imagine how broken we were. My wife was crying all the time.' He said, 'I started crying myself.' Young man says to me, 'You know what? The next time you escort the Rebbe,' he says, 'just stand near the car. And before he goes in the car, ask him. Ask him if he can help you.' So the police officer says, 'I did that. I said, the Rebbe's getting into this car. I said, "Excuse me, Rebbe, do you bless only Jewish people or non-Jewish people too?" And the police officer says, the Rebbe looked at me like he was a good friend. It was like amazing. And he said to me, "I try to help everybody." So I said to the Rebbe, I told him about this story with my wife and I and having children. And the Rebbe said to me, "I should write down on a piece of paper my name and my father's name, and my wife and her father's name," which is, I'm just going to note parenthetically, when you pray for a Jew, you use the mother's name. You pray for a non-Jew, you use the father's name. The Rebbe said, "Write it down," and he would pray for us. So I did it easy. The police officer said my hands were shaking. I could barely write, but I wrote it out, and I gave the note to the Rebbe, and he says, "You're never going to believe this. It's unbelievable." He says, 9 months later, my wife did give birth to a baby boy. The doctors all went crazy. Nobody could figure it out. I told them it was a rabbi in Brooklyn's blessing. They were scratching their heads. They said, "What do you have to do with a rabbi in Brooklyn?" The guy said, "I felt like a champion over the whole world." And here comes the best part, says the Irish police officer. "Do you know what we named him?" He says, "We named our baby Mendel. My wife wasn't so happy about it. You know, it's not an American name. I said, nope, we're going to call him Mendel. And every time we're going to call our son, we're going to remember the rabbi who blessed us and without whom this boy wouldn't be here. He says, when our parents heard the name, they went nuts. They said, you got to be kidding. With a name like Mendel, he's going to be abused in school. The kids will be cruel to him. They'll think he's Jewish. What do you need that for? What are you making your kids suffer for? And we said, nope, I don't care. Let him, if he has to suffer, he'll suffer, but he'll know that the Jewish people are good people, and he'll know that he exists because of a Jewish rabbi who gave us a blessing. He said, if those kids who are bad, he'll learn from them how not to behave. And if they hate Jews for no reason, then he'll learn that he should love Jews and he should help Jews whenever he could. And he says, and you'll just know, he says, that you're going to have the name of a rabbi. That's why your name is Mendel, because without him, you wouldn't be here. And he says, and maybe the other kids will start thinking differently. Two very different stories. And what I was thinking about, and I often